Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Spear Sports Report, part of the Daily Aztec Podcast Network. I'm your host, Luis Lopez. I know it's been a bit of time since we've done one of these, but, you know, I'm excited to be back and excited for this episode because we're going to be talking to Aztec women's soccer beat writer Devin Watley, and we're going to break down this Mountain West championship game matchup that the Aztecs have this weekend. They're going to head over to Albuquerque to take on the New Mexico Lobos. Now, keep in mind, it is a championship game. Keep that name in mind. It was initially referred to as a cross-conference matchup. Didn't make a lot of sense. A lot of the players weren't too happy about that, understandably so, when every other sport has been just your normal run-of-the-mill championship. But it is indeed a championship, so whoever wins this game is going to get all the gear and, of course, that special trophy at the end. So when we get back, Devin Watley will be on and we'll talk all about it. All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the show. Joining me now, Devin Watley, women's soccer beat writer. Devin, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Luis. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. This has been a really good year for women's soccer, so I'm excited to kind of break down what they've done this season and kind of preview this championship matchup. Just, you know, looking at the team, they got an 8-2 record. They're first in their West Division, and just to announce today, 5 all-conference first-team players. So, you know, this has been a really accomplished team. They've had a really good season. But the first thing I want to talk about, Devin, is can you break down to the listeners what happened with this championship game situation? Because I know that the players and the team weren't exactly happy with the way that was handled by the Mountain West Conference.
Yeah. So what happened was when San Diego State beat Boise State, by winning that game, they were able to eliminate Boise State and Fresno State from the contention for the West Division. And then after that game, UNLV, who was in second place in the standings at the time, had to either lose to Nevada in order for SDSU to clinch, which actually ended up happening. And so when that happened, the Mountain West Conference had their Instagram post that announced that San Diego State was qualified. And they won the West Division, and they called the championship game a cross-divisional match. And it caused a lot of controversy among the players and also the parents and a lot of even fellow SDSU student athletes like Jesse Matthews as well. A lot of them were commenting saying that it wasn't fair that their game was being called a cross-divisional match when all these other sports like football, men's basketball, baseball, they're being called, you know, their title games are being called championship games, and they personally felt like it was not fair treatment for what the athletes have been going through for the past, like, what, 5 or so months in their season. So that's basically what ended up happening. And then the Mountain West ended up releasing a statement saying that they changed the name from a cross divisional match to the Mountain West Final. So that is how the name is going to be going for this upcoming match on Saturday.
Okay, great. Yeah, because it's good to see that they're getting the proper recognition they deserve. It was definitely a little weird that they opted with that initial decision to call it the cross-conference matchup. Just a really, really weird choice there. So now talking about the on-field play, you know, they've just been so consistent all year. 8-2 record. What has been like their anchor to this point? What has been their main focus to get them to this point in the season?
Yeah, I think for them, it's just been their offensive talent. Compared to past years, like, for example, when they were in the Mountain West championship game in 2019, the last time that they played before COVID hit, they were a very good team offensively, but they one thing that they lacked was a lot of goal scorers. But that this year, it's the complete opposite. I mean, they have a plethora of goal scorers from Laura Fuentes in the midfield, Chloe Frisch, and senior midfielder Chloe Frisch, who won Mountain West Offensive Player of the Year this year, and she leads the team with 6 goals. She's pretty much been the anchor for them offensively. The identity, the heart of the team runs through Chloe Frisch. And then you look at other goal scorers they have, like Veronica Avalos off the bench, Phoebe Leach off the bench, Emma Gaines Ramos, who's a freshman. She actually got All Mountain West first team this year. She's been huge for them coming off of on that front line for them. She's been critical. So I think for them, what's been so successful for San Diego State has been the diverse options that they have on offense this year compared to past years, where maybe they've been a little bit more restricted with players and depth. This year, it's been the complete opposite. And also, I'd say Anna Tui, Junior Ford, transferred from North Carolina State. She's been so huge for them. I think especially late in the season, she's emerged as an offensive talent. She was recruited, and she said to me earlier today that she expected to be a very big offensive performer for SDSU. And she didn't necessarily get that right out of the gate, but so far late in this last latter stretch of the season, she's been so, so huge for them. She's second on the team with goal scoring and goal scored with five. So, and Chloe has six. So just think about that. I mean, and she also won Mount West newcomer of the year this year. So her emergence, I think, alongside of Frisch's leadership, has been very key for them and for why they've been so good offensively this year.
You know, you mentioned the two players I mainly wanted to focus on, Frisch and Tui. You know, they've got the big awards of Offensive Player of the Year, Newcomer of the Year. You know, looking at Frisch, I mean, she's obviously been doing this forever, but she's, you know, been even more successful this year. She leads the conference in shots taken and shots on goal. She's third in total goals scored. How has she been able to do that this year? You know, again, like I said, she's always done it, but this year it seems like it's even better.
Yeah, I asked her that when I interviewed her earlier today, and she actually mentioned she gave a lot of credit to her teammates, because she says with her role in the midfield, she gets a lot of the action, but it's her teammates that are able to get the ball to her, kind of get her into those spaces where she can be able to create for not only herself, but for others. And so for her, she really credited her teammates and also just the amount of time that she spent in the program. I mean, mind you, they were off for more than a year because of COVID. They had their season postponed. So she's been in the program for, 4 years plus, and she's had a ton of experience. I mean, she's played in a ton of games. And I think that's been like the big difference for her, is that she's just played so many games. And, you know, as a senior leader, you have that experience that not a lot of other players have. And I just think that that's what's been the real difference maker for her, for why she's been so successful this year on offense.
And I'll ask the same question for Anna Tui. I mean, again, newcomer of the year. She stepped onto the scene in a big way. Wasn't necessarily a player that I think maybe stuck out to some people coming in. She's really made a name for herself here. What has she done to have so much success?
I think for her, it's just been getting comfortable in the system. You know, a lot of Coach Friesen's talked about how with transfers, right? I mean, there's obviously a moment where you have to get accommodated into your program. And like she mentioned, Anna Tui mentioned to me earlier today that if she would have been in any other program, she feels like she wouldn't have been in a better fit, because she feels like the players around her on this team have really done a great job of being able to bring her in. And not only doing that, but also making her comfortable within the offense, getting her in situations where she can be able to score on the goal, but getting her in those situations where she can use her speed and be able to beat out defenders in order to score. And so I think for her, I think it's just more so been the fact that she's been getting comfortable. Early in the season, she wasn't really scoring much. And I think more so she was just trying to find her identity and find her sort of comfort level with her teammates, with her program, with her coaches. And I think now she's sort of reaching a level of where now we're starting to truly see her talent on the offensive end start to show.
Now I want to switch from the offensive side of things to the defensive side of things. One of the main things we looked at, and we talked about it in the season preview, was what they were going to do at goalkeeper. And they decided to go with Alexa Majueno. It seems like it's worked out. I mean, obviously they are where they are for a reason. What has been your evaluation of her this year? Do you feel like she's done a good job? Are they happy with the way she's performed?
Yeah, I feel like Madueño has done a phenomenal job at goalkeeper. I mean, think about it. They had to replace the Mount West Defensive Player of the Year and Brooke Lazowski, who was a senior. I mean, she's had so much experience at the program that she's been at. And then she comes into SDSU for a year and she has all that talent. But now you're starting with basically a true freshman, Madueño. And obviously with COVID, that kind of helped, because she had all that time off. So she was able to kind of get acclimated to her situation. Whereas, you know, usually if this was not pre-COVID, they wouldn't have a lot of time to be able to sort of get in there, and they'd be kind of rushed into situations. But with this sort of season, this sort of situation happening and shaking up the way it did, I think Madueño has been very good. And I think the coaches have really been very satisfied with her performance so far. I mean, I know she won All Mountain West second team honors this year. And for a freshman, getting put in that situation where you have to start, I mean, it's obviously very, very tough. I mean, you're playing against high quality opponents. The slate that SDSU's had this year in the regular season, playing UNLV, Boise, Nevada, Fresno, having to play them twice, both home and away, those are very tough teams to play against compared to the other division in the Mountain Division. So she's had a very, very tough experience, but I think she's handled it very well. And I think that everybody's been very impressed with her performance. And you see, it's starting to show in the honors. She's won second team.
And then staying on defense, Sarah Broca just won the Defensive Player of the Week, Mountain West, and might have gotten buried in all the news that we heard today. Yeah. With, you know, all the hardware this team just earned. So the defense is fifth in the conference in goals allowed. How much of that is because of Sarah?
Oh, a lot of it is. I mean, she has been in the program for 4 years. She started, I think, a majority of those games in the 4 years, and she's been such a crucial piece of that back line. You know, for her, I mean, she's so critical because she's stopping the opposing team's leading goal scorer, right? So she's having to make those runs, make those stops, you know, being able to get out in front of the ball when the team has a push on offense. She makes these, she does a lot of the small details and the small little things on defense that normally you typically wouldn't see show up on a stat line, but she does them very well. And that's the big reason why they've been so successful in defensive end, I think, has been because of her. You know, she's had, I think, 165 minutes out there on the field these past two games. And in those 165 minutes, Boise State and Nevada have not scored when she's been out there on the field. I think, you know, the numbers and the stats like that really kind of show how dominant she is when her presence is there. And she's just able to make such a big impact. And I think you're also starting to see that show in the recognition as well. She got All Mountain West first team honors this year, first time ever in her career that she's gotten All Mountain West first team honors. So you're starting to see it show.
Okay, so now previewing this championship game, they're going to face a New Mexico Lobos squad that is really good. I mean, they've only lost one game this year, but what sticks out to me about them, they've only allowed 3 goals this entire year, their defense. That's almost unreal. I mean, even in a shortened season, only allowing 3 goals is insane. So how does Friesen plan to attack that? I mean, obviously, you mentioned it earlier, they have a plethora of goal scorers. It's not like they don't have the talent to do it, but what kind of strategy do you do to attack that? Cause only 3 goals is just that. That's
insane. I asked him that. And you know, one other stat there I wanted to mention that you didn't add there is that 70% or 7 of the 9 wins that they've had on the season have been shutout wins. So mind you, you know, a lot of the games that they played, they've won, but not only that, they've been dominant on the defensive end. So I was asking Friesen about that. And one of the things that he mentioned was that when you're dealing with an offensive threat like that, Gwen, for example, New Mexico's best player, in my opinion, is senior forward Gwen Molly, who leads the conference in scoring with 9 goals on the year. And one thing that Coach Friesen mentioned was that she does a great job of just being able to get in those sort of areas where she's able to finish at the goal. It's not like she has the ball in the midfield and she's able to score that way. She's just more so just a very talented finisher around the penalty box. So one of the things that he really mentioned was going to be critical for this match was being able to do the small things really well. For example, making sure that you can clear the ball out when the offense opposing team gets a run on the offensive end, making sure that your set pieces are executed well. For example, also being able to sort of, when you get that momentum push on the offensive end, you get a good push on the offensive end, you're able to make those plays, being able to execute and make the right runs and make the right plays, not fouling, not too many aggressive fouls, no offsides, stuff like that. So really being able to do the small things very well is important for them. And I think Friesen mentioned that, you know, both of these programs are very similar. They're very dynamic on both ends of the floor, on both ends of the field. And he said it was mainly just going to come down to those small things, those small executing details that you typically don't see in the stat line are what's going to be the difference maker in this game.
Is there anything about the Aztecs that concerns you going into this matchup? Because the way it looks to me, I would put the Lobos as the favorite. They just seem to have a slight edge. They also had 5 players named to the first team all conference today. So, you know, they're right there with them in talent. Is there any particular aspect of the Lobos that, you know, concerns you?
For me, I would think it's just they have a very good ability to be able to capitalize off momentum very quickly. Very similar like San Diego State, but I think New Mexico, what makes them so good is that they're not only able to capitalize on opportunities, but they're able to take advantage of them quickly. For example, in the last game against Colorado State, I think they scored a goal within the first 9, 10 minutes or so. They're a team that does a great job of taking advantage of the opportunity and very honing into momentum when they see it. And I think one thing that San Diego State, if you've noticed in these past two games, that when they've been able to these past two games have been wins for them on the road. But the reason why they've won is they've gotten goals scored early in the game. The loss against UNLV that they had in that road trip on April 3rd, that game that they ended up not scoring first, I believe, and then UNLV ended up using that momentum to be able to kind of shake things out for the rest of the game. You can tell, I think, one thing that they don't want to have is they don't want to get frustrated. I think that's the biggest thing because, you know, obviously when your opposing team scores, that gets into your head mentally as an athlete, as a player on the field, and being able to capitalize quickly off that on the offensive end and being able to being able to match that, I think, is going to be the biggest concern for San Diego State heading in.
And, you know, perhaps another concern, something that's, you know, a little interesting about this game, is there's going to be fans. They're actually selling yes. tickets to this game. So that'll mean that it's the first time they've played in front of fans this year, if I'm right. I believe that's correct. So how much of an impact do you think that's going to have? I mean, especially considering, I mean, they've been playing in an empty sports deck all year on the road. They finally get a chance to play in front of a crowd. What kind of effect do you feel like that's going to have?
Oh yeah. When I asked Chloe Frisch about that, I was like, well, you know, do you feel like the fact that you won the past two out of the past three games on the road, do you feel like that kind of gives you a sense of comfort knowing that heading into this game that you're on the road and they have fans? And she said, we necessarily don't want to think like that because it's obviously a championship game. It's a big game. And in an environment like this where fans, you know, in soccer, fans are so important, right, to the crowd and to the energy, I think that's going to play very well for the Lobos. And I'm interested to see how San Diego State's going to be able to match that and how they're able to handle that. I think the fact that they've played three games on the road to close out the season, I think that kind of brings an added comfort for them, right? Because they've been away from home for so long. And I think one thing that Friesen mentioned to me was that, you know, in the past three games, in the road games that they have lost, one of the reasons why they've lost those games, or he thinks, is that they've had a long bus ride before the day before those road games that they've lost. And in this championship game, they're going to be flying directly from San Diego to Albuquerque. So it feels like that sort of the limited amount of time flying or traveling to the opponent's home field, he thinks it's going to end up benefiting them very well too. And also, mind you, that the Lobos field is it's a little bit smaller than the NCAA minimum for field requirements. So that kind of adds a little added challenge to it, knowing that, you know, you have a smaller playing field, you're going to have to be able to be more precise in those sort of situations where you're having to play keep away. And that basically is how they're going to look to handle it. I mean, I feel like they've been very battle tested, knowing that they've had, you know, they played five teams that are very, very, very competitive. And I think they've had, in my opinion, the harder slate compared to New Mexico in just terms of opposing teams. You look at the teams that they played, the UNLV is a very good team. Boise State was the conference champion last year before COVID hit. Fresno State, again, a very good team. They just played so many tough teams, both home and away, that I think it's going to be an advantage for them in this championship game.
All right. And then just to kind of wrap things up here, you know, what's your final prediction? What do you think the final score is going to be from Albuquerque? Are we going to see the Aztecs come out on top?
I think you will. I think the Aztecs will come out on top. I think the game will be a 3-2 game. I think it'll be very competitive. And it's going to come down to, like Coach Friesen said, those small details. And I feel like the fact that they've been on the road for so long, And the players have wanted this so bad. Mind you, the last time that San Diego State won the Mountain West Conference Championship was in 2017. The five seniors on the team right now, Chloe Frisch, Sarah Brocha, Jordan German, Veronica Avalos, Phoebe Leach, they were all freshmen the last time that they won the Mountain West Conference Championship 4 years ago. And in Las Vegas, and guess who they played 4 years ago was the New Mexico Lobos. So, maybe that has like a sort of added charm to it that they're playing the same team and now 4 years later as seniors. But I just feel like the San Diego State's a stronger team. I can sense in the players' mentality that they really want this. They know that they have this, that they know that they're confident in themselves that they can win this game.
All right, perfect. Well, hopefully they do end up winning what is now, again, a championship game, not a cross-conference. This is for all the marbles.
Cross-divisional match. It's a championship game. That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's what they were hoping for. So we were hoping for. Devin, thanks again for coming on. I can't thank you enough.
Of course, Luis. I'm glad to be on.
All right. Appreciate it, Devin. We'll be right back. All right, guys, well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Spear Sports Report. Thanks again for listening, and just a reminder, you can tune in to that Mountain West Championship game for women's soccer, Aztecs Lobos. That'll be at 7 p.m. this Saturday, and you can catch it on the Mountain West Network. So once again, for the Daily Aztec, I'm Luis Lopez. Thanks for listening.